Blog Talk Radio.
Coast to coast and around the globe, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle, executive producer of Psychic Talk and president of the Tarot Guild, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press the number 1 on your dial pad so that we know that you want to be live on air. You can also join us in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. We'd love to chat with you there as well. You can comment on the show and even ask for a mini reading right from the chat room, psychictalk.net/live. But of course, we prefer to talk to you live on the phone here on Psychic Talk. So give us a ring, 714-816-4628. The audience enjoys listening to everybody calling in. Let me bring on my fabulous co-hosts. In fact, it's been a while because of all the crazy machinations going on since the three of us have been on together here. So let me bring them on right away here. First, she is an intuitive life coach, and she's a producer for Psychic Talk Radio. She's also a Pillai Center facilitator and coach, helping people to use ancient Vedic meditations and techniques for spiritual advancement. And here she is, coming to us from Berkeley, California, Dr. Rose Wilkerson. Hey, Rose, how's it going?
Hey, hi, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I'm so happy to be back. It's been about 3 weeks, I think.
We've had our ups and downs. Yeah, there's been things going on.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we're back.
Let's get...
For sure.
Yeah, I'm glad we're back, too. Let's get Kathy on here. She is... a certified angel practitioner, animal communicator, and Akashic Records reader. And here she is from the Rocky Mountains, Flathead Valley, Montana, Kathy Shogren. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, everybody. Hope everybody's having a good week.
Woohoo.
Here we are.
Hey.
Yeah, a lot of things have been going on the last few weeks. We had technical problems on Blog Talk. My mom went into the hospital for her emergency gallbladder operation, and so I had to bow off one show where, remember, Mary Brown filled in as producer, and you guys were on, but not me. And then we had technical problems, and then Kathy had her loss in the family, and then my mom went into the hospital for a second time, complications of surgery, had to do some drainage, you know, and now she's back home. Yay. But just,
yes,
gosh,
we're so happy about that.
We are.
So many things going on. It's just been a whirlwind here. Anyway, we are an open line show on Friday, so anything you want to talk about. And we've got all the bases covered, I mean, from our topic today, the Vedic gods. Other Vedic practices and mantras from the Sanskrit and so forth with Dr. Rose here. She is also a spiritual life coach. And then I do tarot and numerology. I also do spiritual life coaching and clinical hypnotherapy, NLP. I mean, you name it, we pretty much have it covered. And then Kathy has all the other angles covered, from the Akashic Records and soul realignment to animal communication and the angels. So if you have any questions about any of those topics, give us a call, 714-816-4628. Maybe you have a burning question about one of those topics and We'd love to chat with you about that. You can also ask for a mini reading live on air. You might have life questions, you know, love, life, career, anything along those lines as well. So let me give out that number one more time and give some time for people to get into the queue. 714-816-4628. Remember, you can join us in the chat room and ask for a mini reading as well, and also ask questions about all of our topics here on Psychic Talk Radio. PsychicTalk.net/live. That's PsychicTalk.net/live. And I see some people popping in there into the chat room. And Kathy's going to be monitoring the chat room. And we're going to also be talking about who are the Vedic gods today. Hey, before we get to our topic and calls, ladies, I wanted to announce I'm really excited that starting next week, we're going to be doing a whole new series of shows on soul realignment. Are you guys excited?
I am really, really excited about that. It's going to be a lot of good times and great content, I think, that people are really going to resonate with.
Yeah, me
absolutely.
Too. I think it's wonderful. This is an area that I don't know a lot about, so I'd love to learn more about soul realignment.
Kathy's our expert on soul realignment, and we're going to do a whole series of shows all about the soul and Akashic record. In fact, next week, Friday, April 12th, our first topic is, let's start off at the beginning, you know, what are the Akashic records? Because a lot of people have heard the term but are not quite sure what we're talking about. So we're going to start off with what are the Akashic records, and then we're going to go into what is soul realignment and a whole lot of other aspects of, you know, soul partnerships and different things going on and how that all works. So I'm really excited about this, you know, new series of shows. I love when it's a series of shows. I think people learn a lot. I know on Compassionate Light, Healing, and Guidance, host Catherine Hahn on Mondays, she does a lot of series. In fact, she's starting a brand new series of shows, the 30-Day Gratitude Challenge, starting on this Monday, April 8th. Yeah. So there you go, another one. Great, great stuff. Okay, so some people are calling in now. Let me do the tarot card and numerology of the day, and then we'll talk a little bit about, we'll hand it over to you, Dr. Rose, to do a little bit about the topic for today. Who are the Vedic gods? I think that's fascinating as well. So today's date, April 5th, so 4/5/2019 adds up. You add straight across, you get 21, 2 plus 1 is 3. So it's a 3 date, and that's in alignment with the world year of 3. 3 is all about creativity and communication. It's a great time to, you know, get going on those projects that involve creativity and communication. We're always doing that here on Psychic Talk. You know, radio and podcasting is the definition of communication. And also the day is a 5 day, so that's high energy. It's also the chaos number in numerology. So set the intention for the positive side of 5, which is high energy. It always reminds me of in astrology, you know, Mercury retrograde, and everybody freaks out because, oh gosh, we're going to have problems with technology and all these other things. Well, it's also a high energy time. So, you know, you can always set the intention to go with the flow and to stay balanced and take advantage of the high energy to get a lot done. Now, I also drew a card of the day, and I got the 7 of Wands. And this is a card about resilience and fierce competition, an approaching struggle or victory, energy, courage, personal power, taking a stand, overcoming obstacles. So that card in alignment with the numerology today, this is what I would say about that. As we're thinking about using this high energy day of 5, in this date of a 3 date, creativity and communication, and maybe you have some projects on the back burner that you're, you know, not quite getting going yet, you know, today would be the day to work on that. And what tends to creep into our consciousness is a little bit of lack mentality around anything new we're doing. You might be thinking along the lines of, well, there's a lot of competition out there. There's a lot of people doing the same thing or a similar thing or something like that. And so that Seven of Wands showing up today is saying, don't let that lack mentality seep in. Don't be afraid of competition. The lack mentality is, you know, there's a pie and it can only be divided in, you know, so many different percentages, you know, and that's lack mentality. We are actually in an abundant universe and there's room for all of us. Remember, you don't have to be, you know, the top producer, the number one in your area. All you need is a few raving fans to be very successful. Think about that. You know, on social media, we're always thinking about things like, you know, how many Twitter followers do we have and how many people have liked our page on Facebook and things like that. And, you know, well, we want the tens of thousands and the hundreds of thousands or millions. Yeah, you know, Brittany might have, you know, the 20 million followers, but you don't need that to be successful, folks. One of the numbers that's bandied about a lot is 1,000 raving fans, which actually starts with just, you know, 10 or 20 raving fans. And you build up, you know, to a few hundred or 1,000. You don't even need that many. You only need, you know, God, 50 people or 100 or a few hundred, depending on what you're doing, of course. But to be really successful, you know, you don't have to have the tens of thousands. And don't let, you know, if you have one of these creative projects on the burner, on the back burner there, you know, don't let the idea seep in and prevent you from launching that project because you're worried about the competition. In fact, in the card, in the Seven of Wands, there's these six wands pointing up towards the figure in the card, and he's holding on to the seventh wand in a kind of a battle stance. But he's on the top of a hill. He has the high ground. And that's what you should remember. You know, as long as you're setting the intention, not worrying about the competition, just doing the fabulous job that you can do, you have the high ground. So that's the numerology and the card of the day. What do you think, ladies?
Wow, that's pretty cool. I think it kind of
five
goes
days
along
can
the line.
Feel...
Oh, go ahead, Karen.
I was just going to say that five days can feel really challenging. So I like the way that you framed it in terms of, you know, personal empowerment and using that energy mm-hmm. to, you know, to move forward in a positive way. Instead of just feeling stuck or unsupported.
Absolutely. That's
yeah,
what that's talking
tough.
About. Awesome. So, before we go to phone calls, I see some people calling in now. If you're sitting on the fence, folks, and you're listening to us live, get in the queue now because we take the calls in the order that they come in. So 714-816-4628. Remember to press number one on your dial pad so we know you want to be live on air. As soon as you get through, press one. And if you're calling in via Skype, remember to open the dial pad on the app and press one. Okay? So one more time, 714-816-4628, and we'll give some time for some folks to get into the queue here. Meanwhile, Dr. Rose, you're going to tell us about who are the Vedic gods. You want to take it away? Awesome.
Thank you very much. So who are the Vedic gods? So just to give you a little information, what is Vedic, right? So the term Vedic actually comes from the term the Vedas, and this is a set of the most ancient Hindu scriptures written in a very early form of Sanskrit, the language. You know, oftentimes the mantras are Sanskrit. And they contain hymns and philosophy and guidance on rituals for the priests of the Vedic religion. And actually, Hinduism comes from the Vedic tradition, right? So Vedas kind of precede, I would say, even Hinduism. And just a little background, Hinduism, it's kind of like Christianity in terms of having different denominations. There are various aspects of Hinduism, except with Christianity, it's only based on one particular book, if you will, which is the Bible. And whereas in Hinduism, there are several ancient texts that people, you know, read and engage in and things of that nature. So Hinduism is quite a diverse, you know, religion. But anyway, getting back to who are the Vedic gods, sometimes you can think of them as Hindu gods. Some of these you may be actually already familiar with. So, for example, if you have heard of Shiva, if you have seen the, he is a yogi who usually is in a featured in a sitting position, cross legs. He has long hair. Sometimes it's either matted or it's kind of, what do you call it, dreadlocks type of thing. And he'll have mala beads. Malas are basically what it's called. It's kind of like a, what do you call it in Catholicism? Like a rosary. But it usually consists of 100.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, right. There's Vishnu. Vishnu usually has four arms. He has a golden crown, maybe even a peacock feather sticking out of the crown. Each hand has either a weapon or could have a lotus flower or something like that in it. That's another one. And then there's Brahma. Brahma is usually featured as older, you know, like a white beard. Anyway, these three particular gods tend to be, they're known as the supreme beings, Shiva, Vishnu, and Brahma. And anyway, I'll get into that a little bit later. Or maybe you are familiar with Krishna. You know, you guys might have known of Krishna, who was actually an avatar of Vishnu. And Krishna was an actual person who lived on earth, and he had a kingdom and everything. And some, if you ever hear of the, was it Mahabharata, or there's another text within it, which I, the name is escaping me right now, but the Mahabharata tells a story about Krishna and some of the things that went on there. Has a lot of philosophy and other great information as well. Or maybe you're familiar with goddesses such as goddess Lakshmi, who is the Hindu goddess of wealth and abundance, or Sarasvati, who is usually dressed in white, and she has a veena, which looks like a guitar-type instrument, string instrument. She is the goddess of knowledge, education, and wisdom. So some of these you might have heard before. And basically, what I'm going to talk about today is, you know, who are they? Are they real? And what do they do? So starting off with the first point is, who are they? These are beings that are very much like angels. They are actually beings of light and sound. This is why if you chant a particular mantra, that you can actually attract that being, because they are also sound as well. They exist on a completely different frequency than we do. You know, most people will either get a sense that the person is there if they're chanting a mantra or something like that, or maybe just something gets resolved or something like that. But they tend to exist on a different frequency, so they don't. They're not often. We don't often experience them with the, I would say, the basic five senses. You know, seeing them or necessarily feeling a touch or something like that. Sometimes people can, like with their extrasensory type of senses, but typically, you know, they're just on a different frequency than we are. And in the Indian traditions, in the traditions in India, they are identified, sometimes they're called devas, and devas, which mean benevolent divine beings. You know, they're helpful. There are literally hundreds of these beings of the Vedic gods in India, and there are different reasons for that. Sometimes each god can have at least 108 different aspects of them, or names as they will often call them, or they could have 1,008. And then in some parts of India or in Hinduism, each of these gods can be seen as separate gods, or they're worshipped as separate gods. So there are literally hundreds of Vedic gods, you know, in India. And they are often, you know, divine masculine, you know, they're composed of like this divine masculine force or divine feminine force. And typically one does not exist without the other. So I follow a particular guru. His name is Dr. Bhaskaran Pillai. I've talked about him in previous shows. And basically a guru is a spiritual teacher, one who's accomplished, or Siddha master also, one who has accomplished divine powers through extensive chanting and meditation and, you know, training that they usually do at a young age. But one of the things that he says is that the gods, the male gods, cannot accomplish their work without the goddesses. And so oftentimes you will see them with their goddess or their spouse. You know, they might be identified as a spouse. So Vishnu's spouse is Lakshmi, or Shiva's spouse is Parvati. Brahma would be Sarasvati. And really the goddess is what they call Shakti, or Shakti also means energy. She is the force. She is the power that the god has. So without Shakti, the god cannot perform his task, and he means it literally. And so one of the things that my guru talks about, which I love, is that he says, you know, the true power lies with women. We are the Shakti. We are the power of the universe. Another really interesting thing, I don't know if you guys know this, but there is, during the spring and fall, there's a very powerful 9-day, what we call a power time. It's called the Nine Nights of the Goddess. The term is in India would be Navaratri, and this is a time where the goddesses come to the earth plane, and they basically kind of like clean up all the messiness that's out there, right? All the negativity and things of that nature. The Nine Nights of the Goddess actually begins today, which is very auspicious, and the first, and usually it's the first 3 days are dedicated to Goddess Durga. She is the one that you would probably see with multiple arms. She usually has a sword. She's going after, she's sitting on a tiger or a lion, and she's usually like chopping off the head of a demon or something like that as she's going after a demon. That's Durga. She's a warrior goddess. She's also very protective, and she's considered to be the great mother goddess as well. So for the first 3 nights, that'll be, what is it? Today's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be, you know, dedicated to her. The next 3 days are dedicated to Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth and abundance. And the last 3 days are to Sarasvati. And even though, you know, these goddesses look very, you know, they look very beautiful and precious, they're during the Nine Nights of the Goddess, their fiercest forms come out, where they're really eradicating a lot of the negative things that are out there.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, in other words, Lakshmi, she is the goddess of wealth and abundance, as I said before, and she gets rid of what they call poverty consciousness. It's a very powerful time. So, anyway, I just wanted to provide that for you guys, just to let you know that the next, you know, 9 nights, and it's usually during the nighttime when they call on the goddess. The goddess hours are between midnight and 2 a.m. in the morning, one of the most powerful times to access the goddess. So, anyway, going back to the, you know, the general topic, are these gods real? And I can tell you both from experience and from, you know, just knowledge, yes, they are definitely real. They are not imaginary, and they're not just mythological beings. They are often seen as agents of what sometimes people call the supreme will, you know. And one of the things that they do is they administer different aspects of universal affairs. So many of the gods have different roles. Some of it is to control the powers of nature. Some of it is they'll manifest in the physical or subtle or psychic levels of our existence, you know, within ourselves and also outside of ourselves. A transcendentalist may see them as an aspect of nature. You know, well, it's a personality. You know, the aspect of nature has a personality, of course. They also represent different aspects of understanding within ourselves, our different levels of consciousness. You know, what we are conscious of and the way we are today is different from, you know, perhaps 10 years ago, or even 20 years ago, especially if you're involved in a yogic path or a meditation, you know, your level of consciousness will change. And then sometimes they're also related to chakras as well. So that's why I said that they're literally hundreds of different gods, and they have different roles. So a little bit more about, you know, what do they do? So, like I said, they have different roles. They have different purposes. Sometimes there's also a supreme being who has many agents or demigods who assist in managing the various aspects of cosmic creation, right? All the natural forces that are within. So, like, for example, I remember hearing my guru talk about the abode of Vishnu, where Vishnu is. Vishnu has his own kind of heaven, in a sense. And he has all these different aspects, and all different aspects of himself that take care of the temple where he lives in his abode. You know, they're doing this. You got the person who's cleaning, the cooking, and whatever, you know, whatever's going on in heaven. He has all these different aspects that are doing these things all at one time. And one of the ways that you can, and like anyone else, if they are properly approached with prayer or worship or mantras and meditation, you know, these beings can help facilitate the person by granting certain wishes that may be within the jurisdiction of that demigod. So in other words, for example, if you are looking to improve your education, your educational level, you wouldn't go to Goddess Lakshmi for that, right? Because she's in the realm of wealth and abundance, but you would go to Goddess Sarasvati, who deals with education and wisdom and things of that nature. So that's what I mean by, you know, they have different roles, and you go to them for different reasons.
You know, Rose,
what it is that you're, yes.
Rose? Yeah, when you were saying that, it popped in my head a couple of things, like, for instance, Kathy, you'll know what I'm talking about here, how, you know, we ask for different angels to intercede in different areas.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. And then also, you mentioned Catholicism when you were brought up the rosary, Rose, and it's a similar thing, you know, different saints as well as angels, but, you know, different saints and so forth have, you know, specialty areas, you know, lost things and patron saint of travelers and this and that,
right.
And that, you know. So it's not, even though, you know, we're not familiar with a lot of this in the West, there's a lot of similarities. What were you going to say, Kathy?
I think I might have been having the same thoughts as you, Dex, when Dr. Rose was talking about the different gods and the different aspects, you know, of the supreme beings. It did rather remind me of angels in the more Christian, you know, type of religion in terms of calling on a specific angel for a specific thing. So, you know, it's really interesting to ferret out the similarities in all these different mystery schools or, you know, schools of spiritual thought, because it all just feels so, you know, beneficial and kind. So it's really beautiful hearing you speak about them, and the devotion you have for them is, it really feels like warm. I feel like somebody's putting a big fuzzy sweater or blanket around me.
Oh, nice. Well, yeah, I mean, I've been working with them probably for the past, I would say, 5 years or so, just more intensely. And I've known about them for quite a while. I this is a story that I tell often, that Ganesha, the elephant head god who removes obstacles, made himself known to me years ago when, back when we had analog TV, you know, before the change, there was an international channel, and I was hearing about something that they call the milk miracle, where a person at a temple, a Ganesha temple, had a dream. I think it was one of the priests had a dream about feeding Ganesha milk, and he went to the temple and went up to the statue to give milk to the statue, and the milk disappeared. And then he did it again and again, and then it spread, the news spread like wildfire, and all of the Ganesha statues all around the world were drinking milk. And so people were pouring like gallons of milk over him and everything, and it was just a huge thing. And then some of the other statues, you know, the other gods and goddesses, they were doing the same thing. And I remember telling my mom about it. She doesn't remember that at all, but it was just, that's how I got introduced. And I said, okay, well, who is this Ganesha? And so I started doing research and, you know, looking things up. So I've known about them for quite a while. There's certain ones I've known about. And then recently, in the past 5 years, I've been really intensely focus on them. And one of the things, too, is that you'll find that there are many, especially indigenous traditions or religions, that are very similar in terms of having gods, or sometimes they'll call them spirits. It just really depends. I mean, the name is not so much important as you have these different beings who have different functions and different roles, right? In the Yoruba tradition in Nigeria, it's very similar, where you have a being that, you know, is a door opener and can help, you know, provide wisdom and help you communicate with some of the other beings within that tradition. Ganesha does the same thing. I mean, there's a lot of similarity that's there. So one of the things I was gonna end with, just so we're not going on too long here, but just to try to give you a general introduction, is that one of the best ways of bringing these beings into your life is through mantras, or Sanskrit mantras. Meditation, you can do it as well as prayer. And it doesn't have to be something really complicated as well. It's really just about opening your heart, being sincere, and inviting them in. So one of the things that I do most days is I chant a Ganesha mantra, gum. I know it sounds like gum, like it's chewing gum, but it doesn't mean chewing gum. It's actually a sound that helps to remove obstacles, and it also calls Ganesha into your life because he is the remover of obstacles and any and all negative. So gum, and you can chant it 3 times. You can chant the mantra 9 times, 27, 54, or 108 if you have the time. You don't have to do 108 exactly, but you can do some of the other ones that I have talked about. There's also Shiva, who is ultimate consciousness, and he can help raise your consciousness, especially in a, you know, in a spiritual way. Om Namah Shivaya, that's a very popular mantra. Om Namah Shivaya is the one of the main mantras for Shiva, and, you know, that can bring Shiva into your life. Vishnu, who is understood as the sustainer or maintainer of all of life, he's also the husband of Lakshmi. His mantra is Om Namo Narayana. Sometimes it's a little difficult, a bit of a tongue twister for English speakers, but Om Namo Narayana.
Oh, yeah.
He also represents great wealth. I mean, because his, like, you know, whole kingdom is, you know, practically gold. So Lakshmi, who is his wife, his spouse, her main mantra is Shrim. Sarasvati, education, wisdom, and knowledge. She's the goddess of those three areas. Her mantra is I'm. And then Durga, last one, is the mother goddess. She's also a warrior. Her seed mantra is Doom. And sometimes your extension does this. You could say Om Doom Durga Ye Namaha. That has the name Durga in it. Or Om I'm Sarasvati Ye Namaha. You can do it that way. But even just the one word will work as well. And as I said, to bring them into your life, even if there's a particular, Vedic god that attracts you, I would say pay attention to that, because a lot of times that's them trying to get your attention, and find out what their mantra is, and just open your heart. You can even do it as prayer. If you're not sure what the mantra is, obviously feel free to come on the Friday shows and ask me, and I can help you find one. Or you can just open your heart in prayer and say, I would like to get to know more about you. I would like to understand how, you can influence my life. And they're very approachable.
Mm-hmm.
They're very approachable. So
awesome,
that's my
Rose.
Talk on the Vedic gods. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we have some callers who would like to talk
mm-hmm.
with us. You can ask us about Vedic gods, or if you have questions, certain areas in your life that you would like either Kathy or Dr. Dax to help you with a reading, they'd be happy to do so. So why don't we go to our first caller? Hello, caller. This is Dr. Rose and Kathy and Dr. Dax. How can we help you? Let us know your name and also where you're from.
Hi, my name is Lauren. I'm from New York, and we were just speaking
Hi, Lauren.
In chat. Hi, nice to talk to all of you. Dr. Rose, actually, we were just speaking in the chat. I was intrigued, civilian, in the chat, and we were speaking about visions of Vedic gods. And I really like what you just said about, it doesn't have to be a complex meditation or anything. You can just open your heart and be sincere and invite them in. Because that's what's happened with me. I've just had visions of them recently, and it wasn't during a meditation or anything. It was just a flash. I guess I also have heard you need to accept Shakti. And my ear just clicked just now.
Shakti is also a goddess, depending on what tradition. So Shakti means energy, right? But Shakti is also considered to be a goddess. There's a certain sect in Hinduism called Shaktiism, and Shakti is considered to be the great creator above even the three, what is it, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. So that may be a calling of the goddess. And like I said, this is the nine nights of the goddess begins today. So that might be part of the reason why you're hearing that. Yeah. Shakti is manifested in various goddesses. So, yeah, Shakti is manifested in various goddesses. And like I said, tonight is Durga, and her mantra is Doom. If you want some more information, I'll try. I don't know if I'd have to see if I can find one of my Facebook groups that my company runs, and you know they'll be doing what we call a mantra challenge. They'll be guiding people through daily mantra practice, and I'll put that link in the chat room. So if you want to be able to follow it, and rather than try to remember everything they're saying on the show, they're going to do the nine nights of the goddess for each day starting from today, for the next nine nights. So. And I'm sorry, Laura, did you have something else that you wanted to say, Lauren?
Yes. When I was thinking of calling in and what I should ask, I heard something say that I should ask about myself and my cat of what you see going forward there. And I know, I believe, Kathy, are you an animal communicator?
Yes, that's right.
Kat and I have a very, very special connection. And right now there are various energies that, like I was just speaking about Vedic gods, but these are not good energies that are coming in. And so I definitely need some blessing and protection around that. And I just need an overall just reading and insight as to what's going on and what our future holds.
Okay,
Go ahead, Kathy.
You're saying that you feel in your environment there's some negative energies. Is that what you're saying?
There have been, yes. And I've been doing psychic protection and cleansing and everything. It's just, I feel that I just want to clear all of that. And my cat really deserves the best. She is just an amazing cat. She's actually trained off leash, and she listens to me and follows me outside. She's an incredible being. And so there are some negative energy around people perhaps not understanding and respecting that, as well as myself. And I'm going through a sort of life crisis at the moment, and I really need insight into moving forward with the health and situation and all sorts of things like that. So if there is anything that you can pick up around all of this.
I'm going to let Dax go ahead and draw some cards for you. And while he's doing that, I want to give you props for keeping up a spiritual and energetic hygiene practice, because it seems like you are doing that, for yourself and your home, because you want a pleasant living environment for you and your sweet kitty as well.
Yeah.
So keep that up, and you know, make sure when you do it that you're very strong, focused, and consistent in your intentions. And you know, I just want to remind you that in accordance with universal law, when you tell an energy to go, it must go. Like if there is anything, you know, discarnate, which means an energy that is not incarnated in a body, you as an incarnate being, if you tell that energy to leave, it must leave. That's just universal law. So I want you to be real strong and standing in your power when you do that, when you're smudging or praying or, you know, whatever type of cleansing practice you're doing. And then in terms of whatever other things that you're defining as, you know, negative energy, if you're talking about other people around you, I kind of got the feeling, you know, that you were, then that's a matter, I think, of having boundaries with those people and communicating with them. Dax, what do you have? What's showing up for you for this nice caller?
Well, the Fool card showed up, and in the Fool card at his heels is a dog. And, you know, this is a nod to, you know, any animals that are in our lives. So it's a nod towards her kitty. And this card is a card of new beginnings. And I also got the Ten of Swords, which is the end of a cycle. So you're at the end of the cycle and the beginning of a new cycle line. And
yes,
in the Ten of Swords, in the background, there is a new dawn coming up. So you're at that point right now. And there's a new dawn, and the Fool is talking about new beginnings and just going for things, okay? Now, I'm getting a lot of Wands cards. Wands is the fire energy. It's the energy of passion. And the overall message here is, this is going to help with everything, you know, moving forward in this new situation, taking care of negative energies and all of that. Of course, you can do the banishings like you've been doing, and then, you know, what Kathy just said as well. But the best way to overcome anything is to do the exact opposite, to go for what you actually want, set the intention for that. These Wands cards are talking about, you know, following your passions and having confidence and standing in your own confidence, which also actually was the card of the day, the Seven of Wands. So there's a little bit of a theme going on here. Yeah.
Yeah.
The cards are also talking about learning new things in relation to following your passions. And another card about establishing emotional stability. And, of course, you do that by, again, back to the Wands cards, you know, standing in your own confidence and keeping that at the forefront, what your passions are, following your passions, and just going for things, setting the intention. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, definitely.
Well, we got to move on because we have a lot of other callers, but I want to ask Kathy if she has, do you have any final thoughts for Lauren?
No, I think we covered it.
It's
really just a matter of you standing in your, you know, in your power and being confident and having good intentions and expectations, you know, where you're expecting the best and you have, you know, faith in you and your cat also, you know, that the two of you could work together to, you know, have the kind of life in the home environment that you want, because your cat's a very strong helper for you.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah.
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 Awesome.
That's wonderful. It's nice to hear that relationship between the two of you.
Yeah, no, it's really, I can't help it. She's just amazing. And I wish more people understood that pets are people too.
Amen.
Well, thanks for the call, Lauren.
Thank you. Thank you for everything. I appreciate
awesome.
It so much.
And have a great
You're
weekend.
Welcome. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do one
awesome.
More caller before we go on to our bottom of the hour.
Caller, this is Dr. Rose. Please give us your name and from.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Illinois.
Hi, Lisa. Did you say Lisa?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, okay. I heard like a car driving in the background. Lisa, what can we do for you today? What's your question?
Okay. So my question is, I was looking for a property, and I saw one yesterday. I was thinking of one, you know, I had seen it 2 days ago and talked to the realtor about. I wonder what you see with that, or if you see something else coming up for me in the near future.
Okay, that's perfect. That sounds like a good question for Dax. Would you like to be the first to respond on that one?
All righty. So I'm taking a look here. It looks really positive for that property, actually. Getting a lot of yes cards, celebration cards. The Two of Cups shows up as the central card. That's really fascinating. Ace of Swords. You know, you get any ace, it's an indication of, you know, something new, beginning of a victory. And there just seems to be a lot of love there with that Two of Cups showing up.
Mm-hmm. It had a bad
looks
facing
really
direction,
good.
Though. I like sunlight, and it had northern.
Mm-hmm.
All the windows are north, so it doesn't get a ton of sunlight.
Yep. Yeah, well,
there,
you know, there's always going to be things, you know, nothing is absolutely perfect, you know, but just in a general overall, you know, is there a yes or a no here? I'm getting a lot of yes.
But if it matters to you, the sunlight, then that is a major thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be where
it's dark. Oh, absolutely. That wasn't your question, hon. Your question was, you know, a yes or no on this property, and I got a lot of yeses, you know, and that's what I'm
mm-hmm.
telling you. Whether you want to actually go this direction or not is entirely up to you. I'm not steering you or telling you what you
yeah.
should do. I'm just telling you that, you know, this is a good property, has a really good feeling to it, a lot of love energy around it, you know. Whether it's absolutely suitable to you or not, you have to make that determination, you know. But the main thing is I'm not getting any negatives. I'm not getting anything bad at all. Everything is
yeah.
super positive about this property. It's just whether it fits you or not.
Uh-huh. And do you see a snap as mm-hmm. something else coming up in the near future?
I don't see anything else. But, of course, I wasn't looking at that. Let me see if – I don't know, Kathy, are you looking at this or drawing any cards or anything like that? Or seeing anything coming in
yes,
the future?
Yes, I think this property is yours if you want it, you know, and I think that's the, you know, key words because, you know, you have valid, you know, concerns, you know, so it's one of these situations where you might want to sit down and make a pro and cons list, you know, about this property and, you know, continue to look because is there another property available? Of course there is because there always is. There is always, like if you're exiting a relationship,
yeah.
is there someone else in the future? Yes, there's always another girl. There's always another guy. There's always another person. With houses,
property,
yes, there's always
job,
going to be.
Or it doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Or property or job.
All,
there's always something else.
Yeah.
So this is just a matter of you, your preference, your free will. And, you know, you don't have to buy this house in a panic thinking that there are any other houses out there for you because, of course, there are. So the cards
ooh.
I'm getting are very powerful. Cards like Justice and the Emperor, you know, telling you to be very thoughtful, very logical, you know, in this decision. And that's why I suggested sitting down and making a pro and cons list about this house. And if it doesn't meet your, and what's your
that.
Heart telling you?
What
are
your guys telling
you?
My heart's telling me
no.
It's also next to a cemetery, which to me is like, I don't know, kind of depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Like right across the street, it just like
yeah,
but
that would
if
be depressing.
It would have been a, I mean, if it would have been a south facing exposure, I still would have. I think I would have said yes. But with it being north
okay.
and then exposure and then across the street, every time you come in, my unit doesn't face it. But every time you drive, you're going to see the cemetery twice, three times a day when you drive out of your place. you know, because it's that's what it is. It's across the street. Mm-hmm. So I kind of feel like my heart's not there. And if your heart's not there, then that means it's probably not the right place yet. You know what I mean?
Right.
And well, I think you just answered your own question, you know, in accordance
exactly.
with your own angels and your own guides. And, you know, we bless this property. We see it as a good property, a nice positive place. And whoever is meant to buy it and live there next will do that. And in the meantime, you're going to, you know, free up that property so that you can find your next best place.
Yeah. And, you know, I drew some more cards for other possibilities just to see what would pop up. And there's a lot of good energy here. You know, I mean, I've got the Ten of Cups. Can't get better than that. The Two of Swords shows up to talk about, you know, weighing the options. And the Eight of Wands shows up. And that's things happening fast. Things happening fast. So, you know, it can happen really fast. And the main thing is to refocus what your intention is. You know, you're going to slow things down by focusing in. I mean, what was the first question that she asked us, Kathy and Rose, you know, about this other property that she doesn't even want? You know, so we draw in what we're focusing on. So don't focus on that. You know, focus on finding the right property, a different one, and drawing that in. And it can happen really quickly with the Eight of Wands. But we got to move on. Thanks for the call, Lisa. We got a lot of callers waiting in the queue here. Oh, but we, you know, went right past the bottom of the hour break. So I think we should tell people about the upcoming shows. Kathy, you were going to tell us about that.
Absolutely. So starting tomorrow on Psychic Talk Radio, on Saturday, April 6th, it is the Mystical Musing Show with your host, Mary Brown. And she will be discussing a mystical understanding of service. And then the following day, Sunday, April 7th, we have the Angelic Realm Show with your host, Sharona Rapsik, Maria Maas, and, of course, Dax Carlisle. And they will be holding open lines, taking your calls and doing mini readings. On Monday, April 8th, we have the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show with your host, Catherine Hahn. And she is going to be getting a whole new series of shows entitled The 30-Day Gratitude Challenge. What is gratitude? Why it is important to be grateful and being grateful for what you have. Fantastic. And then, of course, on this show with Dax, myself, and Dr. Rose, starting a week from today, that would be Friday, April 12th, we also will be beginning a whole new series of shows on the Akashic Records and the process of soul realignment, reading someone's Akashic Records and also clearing them, clearing out blocks that have been frustrating you and holding you back from expressing who you are at soul level. So a lot of really good, fascinating stuff there. We look forward to that and these other shows as well. Good stuff.
Absolutely. Next. Remember to go to psychictalk.net/upcoming. That's psychictalk.net/upcoming. And you're going to be able to see all of our upcoming shows. There's a whole bunch on there coming up. Fascinating things, great topics. And I can't wait for our new series starting next Friday. We'll be back with our new series. Awesome. Oh,
yay.
I also wanted to mention, you know, just real quickly, I wanted to mention, as always, all of our open line shows on Friday and Saturday are sponsored by the Tarot Guild. So go over to psychictalk.net/tarot. And whether you are just starting out, just having an interest in tarot and numerology, we've got courses available. And if you're a professional reader, you can get certified. You can join a professionals organization. The Tarot Guild has been the professionals organization for professional tarot readers since 2004, coming up on our 15th year, I think, here now. Go check that out, psychictalk.net/tarot. And it's only $47 to join the guild and get your certification if you're a professional. I have my course, Tarot by the Numbers, on sale right now on that same page, regularly $197. It's on sale for $97 right now. And you not only get the course, but you also get your membership in the Tarot Guild and your certification all included as well. So go check that out, psychytalk.net/tarot. And Dr. Rose, you want to go back to the phone lines?
Yes. Actually, I'm going to go to the chat room because we have someone under the name of Brave Civilian who needs guidance. So the question is, do you see what works out better in the long run, medically supervised weight loss or weight loss surgery? And Brave Civilian also says, I understand that you don't give medical advice. So then I ask him for medical advice, but just what do you see in the long run with medically supervised weight loss or weight loss surgery?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, let's let Kathy go first, but I'm just saying that, these types of questions are really good for tarot, you know, because you can do an either or.
Right.
What are you feeling, Kathy, when you hear those two options?
I'm feeling that try the medically supervised weight loss first and use surgery if that doesn't work, and also ask, or you know, work as well as you and your doctor might have hoped for, and ask, I'm getting, of course, Archangel Raphael, the angel of healing, you know, you could certainly call him in and ask for help in making healthy lifestyle choices, which is something we're all working on all of the time. You know, in terms of what food to put into our bodies, what type of movement or exercise is best for us, because the diet that's right and healthiest for me might not be the same as the diet that's healthiest and right, for anyone else. But that's the basic vibe I'm getting here. Dax, what are your cards showing?
It's amazing. Perfectly lined up with exactly what you said. All the cards are indicating, I pulled cards for a few cards for both options, and the medically supervised is definitely the better choice right now. In addition to that, I also got the Four of Cups, and the Four of Cups is indicating that there is an additional option to the two that you've mentioned that you're just not seeing yet. And what popped in my head was virtual gastric ban. In other words, hypnotic weight loss, the hypnotic gastric ban, where they don't actually go in and do the surgery. It's all done in your subconscious mind. I have a lot of experience with this, and it works fantastically. And that's what popped right in my head was that. So, and that's in alignment with the first option. And so whatever you choose, you know, definitely the first option is the way to go. Reserve surgery as an absolute last resort. But definitely look into, you can type it in Google, virtual gastric band. All righty. So, Rose, you want to move back to the, are we going back to the callers now, or do we have more questions in the chat?
Yes. Yes, I don't see another question in chat. So let's go to our next caller. Caller, please give us your name and also where you're calling from.
Happy Friday. My name is Tina, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Tina. How are you doing today?
Jersey girl.
I am excellent. Hi. Thank you for the giving us the outline. I started the Oprah and Deepak Chopra had us doing meditation for 21 days. So, like, this just coincides. So I'm like, om stream clean.
There you go.
Good for you. There you go. That's how you get started.
Yeah, I started looking for my Ganesh. Like, while I was on hold, I'm like, where's my Ganesh? So, thank you. I had a little one in the drawer. I would like to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Kendrick.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Ooh,
thank
I love
you.
That
and
question.
What's going on, Tina? What would you like to know?
I just with the spirit heifers.
Okay. And, you know, just as an aside, I wanted to mention, you know, Dr. Rose, you said how we're starting the What is it again? The Knights of the Goddess, right?
Nine Knights of the Goddess, right, right.
Nine Knights of the Goddess. But also on Monday, Kathy is starting a new series of shows, and she's starting a 30-day gratitude challenge too. So we should all on all of these things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go check that out. Go check that out. You know, right off the bat, I'm seeing like really good stuff. You know, I mean, the central focus card on this is the Chariot, which is endurance. It's a journey. It's triumph in adversity. You know, the Ace of Cups shows up. The Nine of Cups, literally the wish come true card here. A little bit of persistence and maybe some, you know, reevaluation of things going on. And the cards want you, the High Priestess is showing up saying, you know, to really listen to your intuition within this relationship. And that's what I'm getting. Let's see if Kathy is getting anything at all about the relationship.
Thank you.
Are you feeling Kathy? Kind of stuck in this relationship? I'm getting kind of cards and a vibe of the energy is kind of going rounds and rounds and rounds in a circle. You know, not necessarily going forward. Is there any part of this relationship that you kind of feel is stuck or not going forward?
I feel like he's kind of stuck. Yeah, he's stuck in his ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What would you like to have happen in this relationship? And have you told him that, what you want?
Well, he's like a police officer. Well, he just retired, so he's still stuck in that type of form, and he doesn't have anything to protect now. So he's trying to make me stoic like him because he thinks that I'm very friendly. And I'm like, you're not a police officer anymore. You're not in the military anymore. So... he's kind of stuck in that and thinks, you know, that he knows more than I do.
Okay. Okay. So are you wanting to continue in this relationship? And you're asking, like, how you can
yes.
change it for the better, you mean? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Or as far as him, like I said, as him, I'm open, but that's just he's kind of stoic about certain things. Not me, but just for his perception.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying, if I'm hearing you correctly, you would like him to be more open emotionally, and he isn't?
Yes. Yeah, I think he feels safe that way, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a twin brother that just passed away, so he's mourning over that also 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that's very hard. I'm sorry to hear that. It's very hard to change, you know, someone else, especially someone who's set in their ways. You know,
yeah.
to this extent. So I need you feeling peace, you know, and happiness no
mm-hmm.
matter what he's doing.
Oh,
so,
I'm happy.
I mean, I mean, you're certainly, you know, encouraged to communicate with him and tell him what you need from him. You know, because let's face it, men kind of need directions. You know, they need to be hearing from you like concrete action steps that they can take. You know, not like esoteric, free-flowing conversations about emotions and all that. That's not necessarily their strong point. And especially if he's a ex-military and policeman and, you know, perhaps a little bit of a manly man, he's going to do good with you giving him concrete action steps of what to do. I need this. I need that from you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
You got to remember men are dumb. You know, you gotta tell them.
I didn't say that. Beck said that.
I'm the only guy on the show, so I can say it how it is, you know.
Yes, you can say it. I can't. But give that a try, caller.
Okay, but
we gotta move on, Tina. We gotta move on, Tina. We're at the end of the show here, and we want to get in a couple more callers, but thanks for calling in. And remember, you can call in tomorrow on tomorrow's show with Mary Brown, and then we have a great show on Sunday. I'm going to be on. It's Open Lines with Angel Messages on Angelic Realms and Kathy's show on Monday. They're also doing tips on mediumship on the Tuesday show. Thought I'd mention that. And, of course, we'll be back next Friday. Let's see. Let's try to quickly squeeze in maybe a couple more here if we can. What do you think, Rose?
Yes, that sounds great. Okay, for our next caller, please let us know your name and where you're calling from. Hi.
Hi, my name is Barbara, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Hi, Barbara from Illinois. What can we do for you today?
Well, I wanted to know if you see a job for me coming through.
Okay. Let's see. Dax, what do you see in terms of a job coming through for Barbara?
Correct.
Let's see. Oh, all good cards in this area. Lots of pentacle cards, which is, you know, talking about jobs. Hello. Ace of Cups shows up. any ace is good for new things. And because it's the water sign, you know, we're talking about the water element. We're talking about emotions. Okay, you want something. Don't just take anything. You want something that's going to be emotionally fulfilling to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yep. And I'm getting the Queen of Coins. That's the nurturing card. Something where you're nurturing other people, helping other people. I don't know if you already work in that kind of field, but that's what's showing up. And the Six of Pentacles shows up, which is a windfall. It's something coming to you quickly, and it involves other people. And the feeling around this I'm getting is that this new job possibility that's showing up, it's going to come from other people, people that, you know, are already in your circle of influence, if that makes sense.
Okay, that's great. Yeah,
yep.
That'd be great.
That's where I'm seeing it coming from. It's not like going out to apply.
Oh,
to
really?
Places you've never been for it. You know, this is going through your own sphere of influence. Friends, family, previous jobs, previous bosses, previous coworkers. It's something in that area where it comes to you sort of as a windfall versus applying to places you've never been before with people you don't know and, you know, applying for a job. It's not that situation. It's one that comes to you, but it requires you to not be afraid to inquire with people that surround you and look into it. Yeah, you can't just sit there like in your easy chair and it's going to, you know, come knocking on your door. You actually have to go out and chase it down, but it's going to come through other people. And that's what I've got for you.
That sounds good.
Awesome. Did I cover it, Kathy, or do you have anything you want to throw in? Or
no, I pretty much got the exact same thing. There is a message that you do need to release the situation you're in now. You know, be sure that you, you know, make space for this new job and that you're not holding on to the old one.
You know, you said that, and that's one thing that I didn't mention, and it's in perfect alignment with what you just said, Kathy. Talk about synchronicity, because I got the Four of Pentacles, and the Four of Pentacles, you know, it can be a very positive card about investments and so forth, but a lot of times it's talking about holding on too tight to something. So what Kathy just said is in perfect alignment with that you need to let go of something, you know, let go of attachments to, you know, previous work experiences and, you know, something along those lines. There's something that needs to be released, like Kathy said.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Barb.
Thank you.
Give us a ring
very
back.
Much.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Barb. Hey, guys, do
I
you mind if I just share one
yeah.
quick thing? Because I meant to do this before when I was talking about how the Vedic gods are real, right? So I wanted to provide this example of this happened actually last summer, around July, and I was sitting on my bed. I had a long day. I was doing this, watching this online seminar, and also hosting the chat room. So it was like several hours. So by the end of the day, I was tired, and I was sitting on my bed. I had Netflix running on the TV, and I was scrolling through Facebook, you know, just mindlessly. And all of a sudden, I felt someone was in the room with me, just out of the blue. And I looked up, and I was like, oh, my God, what's going on? What's going on? I couldn't see anything, and it was really strange because I kept getting this sense that my eyes are not seeing what's standing at the end of my bed. And I was looking and looking,
wow.
And I was like, okay, something's really strange. It's almost as if somebody just walked in a room. But in order to get in my room, I have like this curtain up. So obviously I would see the curtain move. I would hear someone come through the door, you know, that kind of thing. And I was like, I was flipped out because it surprised me. And then when I just calmed down, kind of closed my eyes, and then I realized it was Shiva that was standing at the end of the, I just felt that, and I said, oh, okay. So I just said, namaste, Shiva. Thank you for coming to visit me. And what was also interesting about it, this happened during a very powerful time, a very powerful moon that happens only once a year, which is the moon of the guru, and Shiva is seen as a great guru.
Mm.
So I just wanted to let you guys know they're very real, the Vedic gods. So that's one of the experiences that I've had. And, you know, as we go along in the show, I'll share some other experiences that I've had as well. To let you guys know that. So let's go on to our next caller. Caller, please,
okay.
Please give us your name and let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Christy, and I'm calling from California. How are you?
Hi, Christy. Welcome. And let us know, what's your question? Well,
yeah,
what would you like to let us know about?
Yeah, first off, I want to thank you guys for taking my call. I appreciate it. And I would like to know if I'm investing, I don't know how to say this, if investing my time into my relationship now is worthwhile. We've been going through
okay.
problems and whatnot. And I get mixed emotions.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and it's
am I difficult?
Great. No,
what are you getting there?
Perfect. No, right off the bat, it's a big yes. Now,
yes,
you know,
I'm
the nine of swords. No, the other what you originally said, it's a yes to, because I go by exactly how people word questions, you know, and what you originally said, is it worth investing the time? Big yes.
Okay.
Okay. So the nine of swords is showing up. Okay, which is a card about suffering, being kept up at night, things like that, you know. So, it's reflecting how you're feeling, okay, and there are a bunch of shiny other objects showing up in the form of the seven of cups, and you know, that card is often talking about illusion and fantasy, and you don't want to get wrapped up in that. The main central card is the Wheel of Fortune. Things are about to, you know, everything goes in cycles, and the Wheel of Fortune talks about things going down and then coming back up again, and going down and then coming back up again. Okay, and when you get the Wheel of Fortune, it's literally, you know, fortune turning in your favor. So you're at a point right now, which, you know, you might not see it because it's a couple steps ahead, but things are going to turn on the upswing, and then the Lover's card shows up.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, so this is a definite, you know, keep doing what you're doing, and it's definitely worth pursuing. And the only other thing is it's talking about the Queen of Wands. Again, it's the fire element again, following your passion. And this is a card about independence. You know, she has this black cat at her feet, and, you know, cats are very independent. It's like, you know, you got to maintain your independence even in the midst of a relationship is what it's talking about.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Wow. All right. I like that. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for the call, Christy. And let's see if we can squeeze one more in real quick before the end of the show. Remember, if we don't get to your call today, that Mary Brown will be on tomorrow with Mystical Musings. Same bat time, same bat channel. Just go to psychictalk.net/live tomorrow morning. Awesome. Go ahead, Rose. Bring one more on.
Oh, hi. Sorry. I had my phone on mute. let's have our next caller. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi. Wow, thank you so much. This is Karen from New York.
Hi, Karen. Okay. From New York. Hi. How can we help
you? Nice to meet you all. Thanks for taking my call.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thank you. I was inspired by when you were talking, giving the another protocol to the different caller. Anyway, this is a different issue. I'm very concerned about my partner has numerous health issues, and the VA is treating him, and I have a feeling they are doing all things that are making, you know, worse and creating more complications, blah, blah, blah. So I'm trying to find a better doctor, protocol, healer, psychic healer. I mean, so would like to know if Spirit sees any of these, any other direction that might help him. And also, if I could ask a quick question, is the bank going to make good? I had money stolen there when I was going to pay my charge bill a couple of weeks ago. And the man kind of alluded that they would make good, but I haven't been able to reach him.
Okay, why don't we focus on the first question? Kathy, would you like to take that?
Okay, so I'm getting the same over. So let me. It's in regards to your partner and his health, and the question you asked about like alternative modalities in addition to whatever it is that. That the VA is doing. And again, I get this card, Nine of Earth, which usually has to do more with work, I thought. So I'm asking Spirit about what this has to do with his health and alternative health. And there does seem to be some benefit that he can gain from other modalities in addition to just what the VA is doing, and it kind of speaks to you know, nature and getting out in nature that way. Is your partner a veteran caller? Is that what you were saying? He's going to VA, so I assume that he is, and he's experiencing some. Are his problems physical, mainly physical health problems in nature, or are you also talking like about PTSD and struggles in the mental and emotional realm as well?
He does have PTSD and panic attacks, but right now he's got two kinds of cancer. I'm not sure that one is actually active, but the other one is a bone marrow. It's very complicated. They have him on a very strong drug, and I think it's, you know, creating all kinds of other issues, and he's, like, totally degenerating all over. I would love for him to be able to get off drug and do something else, or, you know, another protocol. So are you getting anything about that? Maybe.
Dex, I'm going to continue to draw some cards here and talk to the angels about it. Can I ask you what you're getting in this regard? Because you yourself are a veteran, and you might have a little more insight.
Yes, well, yeah, I didn't really draw any cards on that. You know, it's just from my own experience. You know, I'm the vice commander of my American Legion post, and the VA is not well known for their help with PTSD, especially, you know, as far as the panic attacks and the PTSD and things along those lines. There's a lot better modalities out there that are available nowadays to work with that. And the main one, of course, is hypnotherapy. And it works amazing along with NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. There's protocols in NLP specifically for PTSD. It's called neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. So you want to find somebody that is that has experience in hypnosis and NLP for that.
Oh, interesting. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, at the moment, we're more concerned about the physical.
Yeah, there's no. I really don't have anything coming in on that specifically, you know, and we're hesitant to even, you know, talk too much about the topic because we're not medical doctors. We can't give medical advice, you know.
I know. I'm not looking for anything specific. I understand all about that.
Yeah, but I do have a lot of experience with hypnosis and NLP, and you know, that's going to help quite a bit, even with the physical.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
yeah.
I want you to look into that, and you can give us a call back next
Friday.
I found
a hypnotherapist. I found a therapist who does, I'm not sure about the NLP, but she does hypnotherapy and a lot of other modalities.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly she's having issue with the insurance. So we've been kind of on hold to get that straightened out. I don't know if it'll happen.
Yes. Yeah, the only way you're going to be able to use insurance with an NLP or a hypnosis practitioner is going through an actual licensed medical practitioner. So they have to be a psychotherapist, licensed caseworker.
Right.
Family or a medical doctor or a psychiatrist that also does hypnosis and also does NLP. And, you know,
right.
Sometimes it's hard to find people like that, you know, because they're the only ones that can charge against your insurance. Most hypnotherapists and NLP practitioners, you got to pay out of pocket.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah, so what you want to do is look for a licensed medical practitioner that can bill your insurance.
Yeah.
All right.
I know. That's how I found this person. It is hard. You're absolutely right.
You have anything else?
I'm
going to
say
Kathy?
One thing just really quickly before I let you go. I'm getting a lot of earth cards with like flowers and vegetation and all of that thing on there. And I know with cancer, sometimes diet as a last resort, you know, people drastically change their diet and see some improvement there. So I'm wondering
mm-hmm.
if your insurance might pay like for a nutritionist of some kind or something like that where you can make changes, you know, in the diet or perhaps that individual could recommend, you know, supplements or you know, I don't know. But with all these cards, I'm just really wondering about
it
food
makes perfect
and
sense.
The role of food and herbs and vitamins and supplements and such. And again, I'm not a doctor, but you know, I'm just trying to gear you towards, nutritionist. And you know, since you mentioned the vibe you were getting of alternative practices, see if insurance would
definitely
pay for something like that could steer you in terms of healthy dietary changes and supplements and herbs and such. And that's about the only thing I'm seeing in the cards that might be really beneficial. So I'm certainly going to pray for you and for him and his well-being, and I thank him for his service, certainly, to our country. And angel blessings to both of you.
Thank you.
Angel blessings. Mm-hmm.
Did you get anything about the bank with me?
No, we only have time to do one question per caller. I'm sorry, and we're way past the top of the hour. We need to get going. But you can call back in on another show. You know, we'll be back tomorrow, and the three of us will be back next Friday.
Oh,
thanks, Karen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. And I'm sorry we got to rush out of here because I'm really late for an appointment. But it was a great show. We went over a little bit, but because we had that great talk about the Vedic gods in the beginning there. Can't wait for next week. We start our brand new series of shows on soul realignment. It's going to be
Yay.
Fun, Kathy.
Sure is. Thanks, Rose. I really appreciate all your information today. It was great.
You're very welcome.
And thanks to all our callers and all of our listeners. And thank you, Kathy, for being here. And Rose, thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome.
All righty.
Everybody,
bye, everybody. Till next week.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
Take care.
Bye-bye.